السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. والحمد للہ رب العالمین. احمده واستعینه واستغفره واتوکل علیه وأصلي وأسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه وحافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين وصل على أئمة المسلمين وهداة المستضعفين وهماة المؤمنين. أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله. First, I would like to advise all the dear brothers and sisters and also to myself to observe piety and virtue and to be watchful of ourselves in our words, deeds, intentions, and thoughts. For a couple of days, in fact, for a couple of weeks, we are talking about we need to find out how to resolve our problems. In order to resolve the problem, we need to find out what the purpose of our creation. And when we look and check the designer, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clearly mentioned that I haven't created the jinn and ins, but for worship. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The only purpose, the only and only purpose of the creation of all this humanity is Ya'budun. That's the main purpose. And we were trying to discover what is this Ya'budun mean. Because if we will have first, the very first step to resolve anything, we need to find out, we need to clear the concepts. Sometimes we just take few examples and say, this is Ya'budun. Abudiyat, servitude. If you can have a master, and master will say, my son or my servant, go perform this duty, this one duty, right? You never say, and I ask you, what does servitude mean? What is listening to your master? You never say that only that specific task, when I perform that, I am his servant. No, you have to listen to him all the time. Everything he's saying, you have to listen. If you're going to listen to everything from your masters, then it will become Ya'budun. That's the only time it will become Ya'budun. So same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the instructions is aqimus salat, go pray, go fast, go for hajj. All these things are few instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not total servitude. The total servitude is something else. And the reason of our problems are that we are not following all the instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are using tools, but the product is not coming out of the tool. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly did promise with you That look, it's not such a way that I created you and I left you alone. That's not the case. You follow my instruction and I will help you. I mentioned this ayah before. Wa'ada Allahu, Allah promised. Allah promised with who? Allazina amanu minkum. Who believe, those who believe. And he emphasized on that. Minkum, from you. It's not that those who believe will come from skies or from any other planet. No, minkum, from you. And then immediately said, wa amelu salihat. And you perform the good deeds. You have to have belief and you perform the good deed. In that case, his promise will be fulfilled. And what's his promise? لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. I will make you the successor on this earth. If you will be the successor, isn't that your problem will get resolved? Yes. If you will be the successor, if we will be successor, and all believers, I'm talking about all believers. I'm not confining the believers. Anyone who is a believer and performs the good deed, they will become the successor of this earth. And when the successor will then become a successor, then there is a promise. I will skip the few ayah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنَا. See, right now we are in fear. The environment we have is fear. Right? He clearly promised, I will change this environment of fear, khawf, with amn, with security. That's my promise. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately said, Ya'budunani, that they need to obey me. They need to do servitude. Say here now, he's not saying aqimus salat. He's not saying that. Ya'budunani, do servitude. La yushrikuna bi shay'a. Do not make some partner with me. And again, like last night I mentioned that this, when we talk about this making a partner, we think we still have this mentality of the idol worshippers. No. And we said that. Yeah, we are not no longer worshipping the idols of stones and the wood. That's true. We are not. At least the believers, they are not. When I talk about the believer, believers, all the believers from all the religion came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether they are Jew, Christians or Muslims. For me, all of them are believer. All of them, they are a believer. But then still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not do any shirk with me. Do not create partner with me. And I mentioned, we have to see this unseen partner we are creating. What is this unseen partner? This is our desires. These are our desires are our partners. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, didn't you see a person who made his desire his Lord? When you make someone Lord, that means you are making, worshipping him. Lord mean, Rabb mean the one who been worshipped. So sometime what we do, we are making, we broke those idols of stones and we broke those idols of wood, but then we created a new idol. In fact, these idols were there when the humanity came. They have this tendency to worship their own desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that's an idol worshipping. That's a shirk with me. See, everything starts from la ilaha illallah. Only Allah need to be ilah. No one else. Not your own desire. Not my own desire. No, that's not to be. Not my own hawa. So now we need to find out what is this, what's this believers are. What these, who are these believers? And again, to who will be the better than, who will explain us better than the people who represent from the designer, who come from the design team. Who are the people that came from the design team? Either Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Imam Jafar Sadiq here is going to come and help us. He will help us. He is going to explain who is believer. Don't go by the name. Look, this is Muslim, that's why he's believer. He's Christian, he's not a believer. That's a Jew, he's not a believer. No, there are believers are the ones that have sign. Al-Mu'min, Imam is going to say, Al-Mu'minu. Who's the believer? Man taba maksabuhu. That's one sign. That's one sign. I'm going to explain that. Wa hasunat khaliqatuhu. Second sign. Wa sahat sariratuhu. Third sign. وَنْفَقَ الْفَضْلَ مِنْ مَالِهِ fourth sign. وَمْسَكَ الْفَضْلَ مِنْ كَلَامِهِ fifth sign. We need to test, do we have these qualities, these signs in us or not? Need to find out. Imam said, الْمُؤْمِنُ مَنْ تَابَ مَكْسَبُهُ. See, sometime our young brothers and sisters, they said, religion is so complicated. I said, it's so simple. My claim is so simple. Just follow this only one hadith in your life, you're a mu'min. Just follow one hadith. See, there are so many hadith and instruction because we don't follow one. That's why the emphasis come, right? Mother one time say, go my children, go eat the breakfast. The child is not listening, he's playing. Then mother has to say, my child, go eat the cereal. Go my child, do something. See, she has to repeat so many times because she loves the child. That's why she is emphasizing and repeating the words. If the child will listen very first time, she doesn't need to repeat the word. Just listen to this one hadith and I guarantee you, you'll be mu'min. What is this hadith said? Al-mu'minu man taba maksabuhu. Believer is the whose earnings are pure. What that mean? His inputs are pure. See, anytime you have anything, you need a good output, you need to have a good input, right? If you're not going to, if you give a corrupt data to a computer, the output will be corrupt. You put like a virus on a computer, the computer will hang. It's not going to work. And then you're going to complain, this computer is not working. See, input need to be good, need to be pure. That's why Imam said, the believer is the one whose earnings are pure. Brothers and sisters, we have to be careful what's our source of income is. It should not be from the prohibited business. It should not be from anything, selling wine, gambling. And we have to be careful with the interest. We have to be careful. Don't come up and then say, Maulana, we are living in this society. Do utmost effort to avoid interest. Riba. Do utmost effort. These are the incomes. And not only that, these are the just obvious examples of taba maksabahu. There are other examples. The person who is doing working, he's not involving in all of these incomes, he has to clean his wealth by giving zakat and khums. If someone is not giving zakat and khums, His earning is not clean. He's not pure. Don't come and then say that the problems are not getting resolved. Your input is, the input is going in the, don't come and tomorrow that my youth, they are not controlling. They're not coming in Husaniya. No. My children, they are getting out of my control. Let's see what's our input is. And not only that. See, Aima, they didn't just mention on one or two examples. Like we are working. We promise that we be on this time we're going to work. We have to work at that time. Punctuality. The contract we make with anyone, you have to make sure that you're making a contract with someone. I'm going to work here 8 hours. You have to work 8 hours. If you're not going to do that, if you will do anything over there, this earning, that portion of that earning is not pure. You need to have that. We have these examples, like from the ordinary people. I'm not talking from the ulama. You probably heard the name of Rajab Ali Khayyat. This Rajab Ali Khayyat, he never went to any hoze or school. He's a poor tailor master. All he had, his earning was pure. And not only that. These are not the only example. Someone who is involving in a business, do you charge what is appropriate? It's not that now there is a transaction, I have to charge as much as I want. No. So see this example of Rajab Ali Khayyat. He was a tailor master. He used to sew the people's clothes. And he was charging very less. even though he was charging very less. Let me give you an example in a dollar figure. I cannot give you example in a tumanit. You cannot understand. In dollar, for example, that's an incident it happened. He said to someone that I'm going to charge you $3 for this job. And that guy was happy because the other people were charging $5 for this or $10 for this job. He finished this job. This guy came back. Instead of $3, he says, there is $1 back for you. He says, no, you told me the $3. He says, yeah, I estimated at that time that my work will be this many hours, but it finished full fast. That's why I want to give you back that. Look, he was this Taaba Maksabahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him Arif. Made him Arif. Allah gave him knowledge. Allah opened eyes from him. Now he is the one who is seeing the unseen. An ordinary person. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's our problem most of the time. So, one of the first characteristic of a mu'min, al-mu'minu man taaba maksabuhu. What's the second characteristic? Wa hasunat khaliqatuhu. His character is beautiful. His character is beautiful. Someone, maybe his earning is good, but then his character is not good. And when I say character, it means everything. It's not like immoral character only. No, your behavior. You need to be kind with youngers. You be merciful with the weak people. You be tolerant with the other people. You know, I see this problem more and more everywhere. Everywhere I go, we see there are problems going on everywhere in all communities. Why? Because we do not have this tolerance. We do not have this tolerance. We do not have this tradition of compromising. We do not have that tradition. Please recite a salawat. See, like whenever it's like a issue between haq and batil, we want to take an haq and batil with the mu'min. He says, all right, we need to find out which opinion has 100% right. What you need to do with this? You don't need to have this battle with the mu'mineen. Yes, there will be people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human with a different environment, with a different characteristic. They have, it's natural to have difference of opinion. Why can't we live with a difference of opinion? Why can't we live in a board, in a place, in a community, in a home, in a family, that with a difference of opinion? We have to live. We have to learn living with this. That this compromise, in Arabic, it's called mudara. It says that mudara has like several parts. It's a pillar of iman. You have to be mudara with the people. You have to be tolerant with the other people. So the second characteristic, and then, you know, I'm not going to go in this khaliq, yani the hasunat khaliqatuhu, his akhlaq need to be best. You understand, he's not supposed to lie, he's not supposed to cheat anyone. All these characteristics where you all do listen to these things, right? Then Imam continue. He said, and now we are discussing about the characteristic of a mu'min. Al-mu'minu man taaba maksabuhu. His earning is pure. Wa hasunat khaliqatuhu. His character is loving, is beautiful. And sahat sariratuhu. Imam emphasized, this sarira is like an internal character. You know, sometimes we have this smile on our face and says, hello, how? That's very good. I love this. Whether it came from the corporate environment or for any reason. It's good, right? But then that's not sufficient in Islam. In Islam, that your internal also need to be pure. Internal also need to be clean. Your heart need to be good. It's not that in your heart you have the impurities and on your lips you have a smile. No. That's only corporate world. Although I said, you appreciate everything which is coming from anyone. Right? Although that you have to, a mu'min need to have a smile when he talks with other person. But that's not sufficient. You have to have this sarira, that inside, inside. It's not that you're smiling on the face, but in your heart something else is going on. You're condemning that person. You have bad feeling about that moment. No, don't do that. The sarira, sahat sariratuhu. His heart also need to be clean. His batin also need to be pure. Then Imam continued. Yes, okay. And we have to be nice with the people. Of course, there is some exception. There are oppressors. It's not that you have to be khaliqa and your sarira need to be nice. With the oppressor, you have to stood. You have to stood in front of them. You have to stand up against them. With the oppressors. Imam continued. Al-Mu'mino. Again, he is explaining who is a believer. Our situation is, you want to know who is the believer. Al-Mu'mino. Man taba maksabuhu. Wa hasanat khaliqatuhu. Second. Wa sahat sariratuhu. Third. Wanfaqal fazla min malihi. That's our biggest, weakest point. What he does, he gives away whatever is surplus from his wealth. That's the weakest point. That's the weakest point, especially in today's world, where everything surrounds around capitalism. Human's value is when whoever has a more capital, that's his value. Whoever has more and more, that's his value. Imam clearly said, Mu'min is the one who gives away whatever is surplus from his wealth. Brothers of sister, this is the area where shaitan has more interference. See, you recite 10 times Alhamd, right? 10 times at least. It's required to recite 10 times Alhamd. What do you say? Malik Yawmiddin. He is the owner. This Malik is when he is the owner. Yeah, of course, his ownership will be so obvious in the hereafter, but he is the owner. No one else. He is the owner. No matter what we have, if I have status, he owned that. If I have any reputation, he owns that. If I have any fame, he owns that. If I have anything, he owns that. We have to understand this part. Like last night, I mentioned this, like in this Thursday, Dars-e-Akhlaq, someone came to Imam Jafar Sadiq and asked, ask from Imam, Mal haqiqatul, what is the haqiqatul abudiyya? What's the reality of servitude? See exactly what we are after. We want to know what's the reality of servitude. Came near Imam, and Imam said to him, Imam said, there are three signs of this servitude. The reality of servitude, the reality of abudiyya, for which we have been designed, is have three things. Number one, the very first thing, exactly same what we are discussing. Imam said, "An la yara al abdo." The servant never see linafsehi for himself. Fima khawwalahu Allahu milka. He never see himself a owner of whatever Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gave out of His mercy. Why? Imam explained, لِأَنَّ الْعَبِيدَ, because the abid, servant, slave, لَا يَكُونُ لَهُمْ مِلْكُ, slave doesn't own anything in reality. We are all slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say slave, in English they have a negative impression. No, don't go by this negative. Because of this negativity, I cannot stake this word out. Slave is the one who doesn't have anything. He owned by someone else. This is the case that we owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we create ourselves? Did we make any transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh Allah, create me and I will give you this much. No. He was the one who did everything out of His mercy. So He owned us. He owned us. That's why we are His abd. That's why He asked His servitude. And then Imam said, لِأَنَّ الْعَبِيدَ, because the servant, لَا يَكُونَ لَهُمْ مِلْكُ يَرَوْنَ الْمَالَ مَعَلَى اللَّهِ, he see his property as property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يزعونه حيث أمر الله. He spent them where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go spend over there. And again, I'm not saying that, as I said, shaitan has a biggest interference in this area. Immediately come. You know why they are saying these things? So you want to get your money. You want to get your money. These are not my words. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the words coming from Imam. And when he said, spend where it said, it's not saying come and give everything for IEC. No, spend for your family. Spend for your brothers and sisters. Spend for your uncle and aunt who need the money. Spend for your community. Spend for them. That's how you're going to be united. That's how you're going to resolve all the problems. And then, that's not the example. That's not one of the place. I give you this example. Some people think there are two other things which Imam said, but haqiqat of abudiyya, which is not related. I'm going to skip that. Then in this case, like some people think that they don't understand this part. That why come, how come I am the one who earned all this money. I am the one who did all this effort. This other guy, see, this is the Western mentality right now. This other guy who's lazy, he's not working what he's supposed to do. And then he didn't make anything. I made all this money with my own effort, with my own struggle. And now you're saying, spend that money. That's the question. See, that's a hidden question. I know that. Because yesterday I was sitting over there. I had that question in my mind too. So let's see what's the answer is. I'll give you by one example. Let me ask you this. If someone invites you to a palace. Just pay attention. Young guys, please pay attention. Someone invites you to his palace. And how will he invite you? He will send a vehicle and will help you. The servants will come and bring you up, ride you on the vehicle, and bring him to his palace. In his palace, there are thousands of servants, and servants of different kind. You ask once, and then Allah said, okay, in this palace, this master is saying, in this palace, all you need to do, just you have a free will to choose. Go and choose whatever you want to do. This one guy got invited, he used one of the servant and says, all right, make a good business plan for me. He's not making a business plan for himself. He's asking this servant, make a good business plan for me. And now this servant, he's making a good business plan for him. Then he said, all right. Then he asked other servant, go and implement this plan for me. And these all the other servants, they are going to implement this plan for this person. He's just sitting and he's just ordering. He's just wishing and explaining and saying, look, do this. And all the servants, they are obeying. And with all this transaction, there is some capital came developed. That capital, they got some capital. Who is working for all this capital? All these servants. Who own these servants? The master of this palace. So all this earning came to you. In reality, who owned that property? Master, the real master. And again, that's not enough. When you were saying, one day I have to talk about this muqaddar, that every transaction we make, the real master will say, okay, approve or disapprove. I want to speak. I want to make a transaction. I want to speak. I want to use my tongue. I will make my intention. And I want to use this tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, you are allowed to use the tongue. If he doesn't allow, I cannot speak. Now, who is the real master? Who is the real owner? That master, the same thing. That's exactly happened. This master invited a human. He invited a human. Through what? Someone carrying that human. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this servants of intellect. The intellect is his servant. This eye he gave it to this person. That's his servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ear Allah gave, that's his servant. The hands give, that's his servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These feet, all this energy, everything. everything we have, this whole body we have, all these forces we have are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wants to take eyesight from us, can anyone stop him? Can anyone stop him? If he wants to make us blind, can anyone stop him? If he wants to make us deaf, can anyone stop him? If he wants to take out the energy, can anyone stop him? So who is the one who is giving all these servants that you go and do this job? And in the end, when we are doing all of our efforts, he says, okay, I approve that. Go and do this. Now, okay, fine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a question. Question. I need to solve that. Although today is a holiday, so it may get a little bit longer, but I have to solve this problem. All right, someone may ask. All right, you told me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman and Rahim. Fine, he gave us all these things. He gave us all these servants to make money, right? To earn energy, to have respect, fame and everything. Why he's asking these things back? I says that's another mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's another mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How this is another mercy? I can tell you one example from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. In this dunya, we have this, in this world, we have a biggest fear. What is the fear is? That sometime, if we get involved, we'll become greedy. And then Imam said that, Masalul haris ala dunya, the greedy of this world, his example is like, Masalul dudatil kafzi. His example is, the example of a greedy of a world is like example of silkworm. You know silkworm, right? Caterpillar, which spins silk. What the caterpillar does? Now, Imam is explaining. He said that the greedy, the person who is greedy for this world, his example is like silkworm. And then Imam explained why his example is like that. He said, dude, kullama, every time, azdadat minal qazze ala nafseha, every time he spin more silk on over himself. You know how this silkworm produce the silk? He have this silk and he wrapped the silk around himself. He wrapped the silk around himself. Imam said, the more he will wrap, he will produce the silk, the more he will wrap this around him. Laffan, wrapped him. Kana, the more he will do that, kana, ab'ada laha, the more harder it will be for her, min al khuruj, that it will, this worm, this silk worm can, harder it will be to come out from this wrapper, the come out from this silk. The more he gonna wrap, the harder it will be to him to come out from this silk. Hatta tamuta ghamman, until he will die, this caterpillar die because of his own actions. He said, look, question was this. All right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me authority. He allowed me to have all this money and this wealth and this status and everything. Why I'm going to spend that for other people? Why? I said, that was because Allah owned that. You says then Allah was merciful. He gave me that. Okay, I'm not the real owner, but I was at least an owner. He says, yeah. Then why? He said, Allah is merciful on you. He doesn't want you to be like the silkworm. Silkworm is like that. We'll also like that. There are, whenever we have more and more and more and more, we get attached and attached and attached and attached. And there are ahadith from Aimma. The ahadith are this, that the people at the time of the death, don't look at the body, because a lot of people, they come, Maulana, I saw my relative, he was so peaceful. No, don't look at the body.
You don't know what's going on with the soul at the time of the death. The people who are so much attached with this world, there are ahadith, not one or two, hundreds of ahadith from Aima alayhi salam. The death is so painful for them, they even forget their name. So now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to detach from this world, is it a mercy or is it a punishment? It's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants you through this zakat, through this charity, through this other work to make you detach. You have to start developing a habit that, look, I have to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not rely on this, my power and my money and everything. That's other thing you have to do, and you have to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's one of the another sign Imam said. So Imam said that mu'min, the believer, is the one. Al-mu'mino, the believer is the one. Man taba maksabuhu, his earning, his input is pure. Wa hasunat khaliqatuhu, his character is lovable. Wa sahat sariratuhu, his heart is clean. Wan faqal fazla min malihi, and he spent extra from his mal. And the last one, which we never follow, wamsakal fazla min kalamihi. Imam said, go spend extra from your wealth. And he said, whatever you have more from your kalam, from your speech. For example, you want to talk with someone, you have so much ideas in your mind. Allah said, stop, prevent, store the extra kalam. What we do? We do opposite. We have so much waswas, we have so much thoughts, and we spill out all those thoughts. We don't know whether they are useful or not. We talk. We are talking about what? Glamour. We are talking about so many things which are useless. We are not stopping our tongue. Sometimes we go disrespect other people. Sometimes we do slandering. Sometimes we are hurting other people. We are not stopping ourselves here. Imam said, here, do imsak. Prevent yourself here. What's the fazil kalam? Do not speak more than necessary. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not save more than necessary from your worth. We are doing opposite. We are saving, doing imsak in our wealth, in our energy. And again, when I said infaq, it's not just like the money wise. If someone is capable to teach someone else, he need to do infaq in that. Someone knows very good Quran, he has to teach other person Quran. Someone is good in computer, he has to teach other brothers computer. Someone is very good in one area, need to help others. All these are the value of infaq. Whatever you have extra, you have to do infaq. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, plus please try to have clean and pure earning, have good morals, have good heart, spend all whatever you have extra and save all whatever you have extra in your thoughts. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-atyabin al-atharin al-muntajabin al-hudat al-mahdiyin al-ma'sumin siyama Ali Amirul Mu'minin wa habibati Fatimatu Zahra. والحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المهدي صلواتك عليهم أجمعين وصل على أئمة المسلمين وهماة المستضعفين وهدات المؤمنين أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله. Once again, brothers and sisters, I will advise all the dear brothers and sisters and to myself to observe piety and virtue and to be watchful of ourselves in our words, deeds, thoughts, and intention. Today is a Christmas day. I congratulate both my brothers and sisters of Christian faith and as well as to my brothers and sisters of Muslim faith. Today is the birth anniversary of one of the great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the great messenger of God to this universe. In Quran, only one lady who got mentioned without any reference. And that lady is Lady Mary, Hazrat Maryam. Other ladies, when their name got mentioned in Quran, they came with a reference. For example, Asiya, whenever they mention Asiya, it says Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh. This way, right? Whenever any name mentioned, they have a reference. Mean they're relying on someone else. Asiya, how do you introduce Asiya? That she is a wife of Pharaoh. But when it comes to Mary, she been introduced by herself, that Mary. Right? We have the chapter on Mary in Quran, Holy Quran. And she has a very high status near in the Muslim faith. In fact, at one time it's been said she was chosen as lady of the world of her time. She was the lady of the world, right? Quran clearly said that, Ya Maryam, O Mary, Inna Allaha, for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yubashshiruka bi kalamatin, I'm giving you a good news about a kalama, the word of Allah. Min husmuhu Masih Isa ibn Maryam. His name is Jesus, the son of Mary. Wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah. He's a distinguished person in this world and hereafter. Wa min al muqarrabin. He is the nearest one. So brothers and sisters, that's the as Jesus in the Islamic faith. This great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kalmatullah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, came at the time of ignorance. He came at the time of injustice. At the time where the human values were less. At that time he came and he took the flag of guidance of humanity and stood against all injustice, inequality, and inhuman behavior. He stood against all oppressors and preaches the message of love, justice, and human value. Brothers and sisters, today is the time we are true follower of Jesus Christ, true follower of Kalmatullah, the true follower of Word of God, need to gather and stand against injustice, prejudice, and stand up for the human values. The true message of the Jesus was to find the truth and to help the oppressed people of the earth. Wherever there were oppressed people, Jesus was there. That we saw that he was helping poor people, destitute people. That's why we ask the true follower of Jesus that we need to follow, we together, Muslim and Christian, because both of us value this great prophet. We have to follow the footstep of Jesus and his message and find out, we need to have this habit of finding the truth. What's really going on in this world? Do you know that Jesus used to travel a lot? That was his habit. He used to travel from place to place. Why? To find out the reality. That traveling of Jesus was symbolic. The same thing is like he was going from one place to other to meet with the people, to find out the reality. Then we need to follow this tradition and search the truth. Truth we cannot find in the corporate media. We cannot. Let's check what's going on in this world. I will request you to see what's happening in Nigeria. I will request you see that how these unarmed people, thousands, if not hundreds, hundreds got killed. We have to stand up together to protest these atrocities. We have to demand that all innocent people, including the Sheikh Zakzaki, need to be released. We need to ask you, oh brothers and sisters in faith, we have common things. Raise your voice against atrocities of the poor people of Yemen as well. For months, tyrants, they are killing the innocent civilian. And the special interest is not only hiding the facts, but they are providing them the logistic for them. They are selling billions of dollars armed for them. We need to see the hunger in Africa. We have to see the oppressed people of the world, wherever they are. Wherever they are. We have to denounce this Islamophobia, which few of the politicians they are using for their own personal interest. They are trying to separate us. We have to unite. We have to unite on the name of Jesus. We have to unite on the name of Muhammad. We have to unite on the name of truth. And that's exactly what the leader of Muslim, Sayyid Ayatollah Khamenei, he mentioned in his last letter to the youth of world, the youth of West especially. He said, go look for the truth. Go find out who is behind. Go and search by yourself. Do not rely on these media. Search what's the truth. Who's causing all this terrorism and hatred in this world? That's why in this holy day, I request all brothers and sisters of all faith, the true freedom lover, that we have to come together and make this world a beautiful place to live with love and truth. Bar ilaha, give us tawfiq of iman. Give us tawfiq to stay on your path. Hasten the zahur of our true Mawla and Agha, Hazrat Hujjatullah, and keep us His Ansar and Awan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr, Illa Ladina Amanu, Wa Amilu Salihati, Wa Tawasau Bil Haqqi, Wa Tawasau Bis Sabr, Wa Salamu Alaikum, Wa Rahmatullahi, Wa Barakatuh.
Omide Karibon Tan Hokojoi, Cherok Sare Kabr Zahra Kojoi, Tajani Yataho. گل عشق مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم گرفتار گودال خونین دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجاد نواهای باغ دعاهای صادق کس بی کسی های شبهای کاظم حبیب رضا و انیس غریب جواد الائمه تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس، خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد. بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.